Hey everybody, Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance, and we are back today with another episode of Fitness with Feldman. I just sort of looked before starting to record this, and this is actually our 41st episode, and actually marks the 1 year mark since we decided to start this show and go on this whole podcast endeavor. And considering that our goal was to do one a week, I feel like in a year getting 41 in, we did pretty good. Not too far off. I know there was a couple weeks there over the winter where it got pretty hard to find the time to get everything done and get it all in. So I'm pretty happy with the 41 out of 52 week performance there. Not bad. I'm going to kind of interrupt a little bit the schedule. We had something else we were going to talk about this week, but some stuff came up yesterday that I thought would be really, really well suited for going over during today's episode. So yesterday I had a former patient who I hadn't seen in a while stop in, and she had her knee replaced. Everything was going really well, and she went back for her 1 year follow-up with her surgeon, and she had no problems, nothing going on, and she's been working out pretty regularly since she stopped rehab. And while she was talking to the surgeon, he asked what her activities were, and she started to explain to him what he was doing for her workouts. And she was surprised because he told her that she should, without a doubt, never squat, never deadlift, and one of the other exercises that she had been doing in the gym was pushing a sled. And he had told her that she should not do that anymore. Now, instead of those things, he told her that she should stick to a leg press machine and that she should maybe just walk on the treadmill. And so she popped into my office all concerned because she's been feeling really good, and she felt like all the stuff that she had been doing, and keep in mind, she'd been doing this all with a trainer. It wasn't like she was even doing it by herself. She was even making sure that someone was watching her and she was doing it well. And so she was all nervous about how she's been feeling really great and how she was going to continue this. And unfortunately, it took me a good 15, 20 minutes to get through to her the idea that I don't think her surgeon has ever worked out a day in his life. And if he has, it was probably back in high school and not since then. And that if she ever expects to sit down in a chair and stand up, then there's really not a big difference between that and squatting. She's going to sit down onto a toilet seat. She's going to sit on a couch. She's going to sit in a kitchen chair. And, you know, she's got young grandkids. She's doing pretty good. She's even sitting on the floor with them playing and getting back up. So really, you know, squatting is a super functional movement, something she's doing in her everyday life, and something that her current training program has kept her doing. And keep in mind, she had no pain. Nothing was bothering her with this. Then she, you know, if she's going to bend down and pick stuff up off the floor, if she's going to pick up her grandkids off the floor, she's going to be in a position where she should be using the mechanics of deadlifting. So in this case, training that deadlift movement is super important for her and what she has going on. However, this doctor did a really good job of scaring the heck out of her that she might potentially damage her knee joint and all this stuff, which, you know, I reached out and didn't get a return from, you know, from the doctor. But, you know, to me is some pretty dangerous language to be using with the person, and incredibly inaccurate, because there's nothing that she's doing with these movements that is remotely dangerous. And she's not using heavy weights. What I tried to explain to her is I picture the doctor in his office thinking of her deadlifting 400 pounds and not realizing that she's deadlifting a 25 pound kettlebell. And I picture her imagining her back squatting, you know, 400 pounds or something. And really, you know, she's doing a kettlebell goblet squat with 25, 35 pounds. And you know, I said, you know, you got to explain to him, you know, the next time you see him, which she sort of made the decision there wasn't going to be a next time. But, you know, she's going to hold her 35-pound grandson and she's not going to drop him on the floor. She's going to squat down and gently put him on the floor, hopefully if all goes as planned. And so these are the sort of things, though, that I think over time, you know, people get hurt training. They get hurt doing things wrong. They don't get hurt doing things the right way. And I think that that creates a lot of these misnomers out there. And then you start to get these things going, very similar to when we work with runners and they go to the doctor because something's bothering them and they say, well, just don't run anymore or don't run. And, you know, I was talking to another clinician recently and it kind of got brought up that, you know, in his opinion, everybody should, every injury and all these things, you know, running should be considered a life skill or like a safety skill. Because if you're being chased by somebody or something, some sort of animal, a dog, whatever, anything, you know, rabid raccoon, whatever you want to make it be, you should be able to run and get away. You know, if you need to run to cross the street, if you need whatever it is, you should be able to run and you should be able to get away and you should be able to get out of that position. And, you know, that should be something that is covered for you to recover from. So the big takeaway here is that, you know, not to be scared of movement and to really make sure that the advice that you're getting makes sense to you. And so sit down, think about it, and really make sure everything makes sense to you. That is all we have for this week. I have to run in with a patient now, but thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll get back in with the scheduled things we were going to talk about and some of the announcements we had coming up next week. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll see you back here next week. Thanks a lot.